I think if everyone really knew what caused a wrinkle, they'd be very different in terms of the selection they'd make of how to treat it. First of all, for all of us, the true cause of wrinkles are similar, but we have genetic things that affect it. So let me give you a visual that I love. Think about a tent, right? You have a beautiful canvas tent, and if you think about how a tent works, you have this really nice protective covering, this canvas that's meant to keep bad things out, like rain and insects and all that good stuff. And it has windows to let air in, but when you put the tent up, you have all these poles that are put in the ground that help support the tent. When you look at a beautiful, healthy child's skin, you know, their skin's like that tent. It's tight, it's beautiful, all the poles are in the right place, so you don't see it, the tent sagging anywhere because it's propped up just right. Well, what all those poles are collagen and hyaluronic acid and all the things that when we're younger are being manufactured, and that tent, our skin, the tent, is full of those things, and it's beautifully propped up because it has no lack of any of those things. As we get older, what ends up happening, just like everything else in our life, the metabolic rate of production of all of those goodies like hyaluronic acid, fatty acid, and collagen becomes less and less. And so if you think about those poles shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, think about what happens to the tent, right? The tent starts to dip. It starts to cave in, and maybe as one of the poles goes away, the tent actually sags in that one area. That's your skin. It's doing the exact same thing as we age. So the whole idea is that, and if you think about it, if once that tent is sagging, if I throw plastic over the top of the tent, it's going to sag exactly where the tent does. So as new skin gets deposited up on the surface, it falls into those folds, and that's what a wrinkle is. It's a fold where the dead skin is now actually sunk down into that crevice. And so the goal is really for us, when you look at skincare, if you really think about that's how it works, if you want to prop that tent back up, are you going to put more on the outside of the tent?
No, of course not.
No, you're going to look at how do I get those poles to prop back up. And that's really what Skin Authority is all about, is we want to get the body to do what it used to do when it was younger, which is produce hyaluronic acid on its own, produce collagen on its own, produce more fatty acid on its own, because that is sustainable. Sure, can we inject all that stuff and fill up those things? Absolutely. And that might be something you want to do for a quick start, just to look in the mirror and immediately look better. But to make that last, we want the body to be producing enough of it that we can backfill that with real stuff our body's producing. So that's where, when you talk about wrinkles, it's really about a wrinkle is a reduction in all of the things that the body needs to keep its supple, firm exterior, and our goal is really to figure out how to replace those things.